The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good, but an evil person out of a store of evil produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, but do not do what I command? I will show you what someone is like who comes to me, listens to my words, and acts on them. That one is like a man building a house, who dug deeply and laid the foundation on rock. When the flood came, the river burst against that house, but could not shake it because it had been well built. But the one who listens and does not act is like a person who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the river burst against it, it collapsed at once and was completely destroyed." The Gospel of the Lord. Have you ever been so inspired by hearing a sermon that you felt you had to share it with others? I had a friend in the seminary who said he would never do that. Why not? Well, one day he remarked a little arrogantly, "The reason I want to be a priest is so I never have to hear another priest's homily." In other words, he would never concelebrate a mass and have to hear another priest preach. He would only have to hear himself preach. And I thought to myself, too bad your parishioners will not enjoy the same option. That is, they will be stuck hearing your sermons. Now, truth be told, I also do not care to share other priests' sermons. But I do share my own. Over the years, I have developed a habit of recording my homilies and sharing these sermons with others. That list of listeners has now grown to about 425 people. And some of them share my sermons with family and friends, so the list is longer. Who knows? Maybe these sermons will also inspire a priestly vocation. How so? Someone may get so sick of hearing my sermons, they will decide to become a priest themselves so they never have to hear another one of mine again. That is why Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, "The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword." That is, sermons are two-edged swords that cut in both ways. So be careful. When you share a sermon, they can cut. Today's gospel is taken from Luke chapter 6, where we find Luke also sharing a sermon. Which sermon? Well, it's Jesus' great Sermon on the Mount, but with Luke's own personal twist and touch. What do I mean? Well, both Matthew and Luke record Jesus' famous sermon. But both evangelists also share slight but significant variations. For instance, in Matthew's version, Jesus delivers the sermon seated on a mountain. While in Luke's account, our Lord was standing on a level plain. In Matthew's version, the sermon stretches over three chapters. Chapters 5 through 7, while in Luke's, we get less than one chapter, only verses 20 through 49. Nonetheless, both versions begin with the Beatitudes and end with the two foundations, building on stone or sand. So we know they are both sharing the same sermon. No doubt the Sermon on the Mount, or on the plain, is the greatest sermon ever preached. And it has been shared initially by Matthew and Luke, but also by countless Christians up and down the centuries. Sinners and saints and scholars have all found in Jesus' sermon something to inspire them, and therefore something to share with the world. I would also invite you to study and share the great Sermon on the Mount. But be aware, this sermon, because it is God's own word, is a sharp, two-edged sword that cuts in surprising ways. It may even inspire someone to be a priest and preach his own sermons someday. My friends, did you ever think that sermons are delivered not only by priests and preachers, but that each Christian is a sort of walking sermon? Every Christian life lived in imitation of Christ contains a sort of sermon, a message about who we are and also about who Jesus is for me. Our own life is our version, like Matthew's and Luke's, of the Sermon on the Mount. How so? Well, each of us is also seeking blessings or beatitude in our life. And each of us is building our life, either on stone or on sand. In other words, our life is the sermon we are sharing with the world. I have done a lot of funerals lately. And this week, I had the funerals of Gaylord Armstrong and Dan Gallagher. In preparing for the funeral mass, I always meet with the family and listen to their stories and memories about their deceased loved one. And those memories become the material for the funeral homily. In other words, their life literally becomes the sermon of the funeral. And if you look and listen very closely, you will catch a glimpse of the great Sermon on the Mount shared in that final funeral sermon. My friends, we all share sermons. Some people share my recorded sermons. Others share the sermons they see walking on the streets, like the inspiring lives of their parents who have passed. And Matthew and Luke shared the Jesus sermon. As you share a sermon, remember Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. The Word of God is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword. Every sermon is a sword that cuts in some surprising ways. Praise be Jesus Christ.